This is Anthony Romero, Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union. 2 weeks ago, we filed this lawsuit challenging the government's National Security Agency spying program in federal court. We did so because of the most basic reasons that we believe that this program is illegal and unconstitutional. And notwithstanding the president's efforts and Karl Rove's efforts to spin this program and to talk about the fact that they need these powers to intercept communications from the Al-Qaeda and to keep the country safe from terrorists, it is very clear to us that the president has overstepped his constitutional bounds once again and has acted illegally in taking powers that are not due to him under either the Constitution or the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And I think one point that we've been working very hard to make in our communications and in our lawsuit is to reiterate the fact that the president is acting without any authority from Congress and without any judicial oversight or approval at all. And that really is the kernel of our concern, that when the government is given the ability to intercept the phone calls and emails on American citizens and able to do so without any judicial approval and without any legislative action by Congress, we think that fundamentally disrupts the system of checks and balances, that we think it disrupts the basic rules of the road of our democracy. And that's why in filing this lawsuit several weeks ago, we thought it was just essential to raise the questions not just on the First Amendment and freedom of association and freedom of speech issues, or on the Fourth Amendment or on questions of unreasonable searches and seizures, but also on questions around checks and balances and separation of powers. And that it brings us right back to our fifth grade civics lesson, that the reason you want to ensure that you don't concentrate too much power in any one branch of government is because when you concentrate that much power in any one branch of government, that is a recipe for abuse. And that's why precisely in this lawsuit that we filed, we've raised all of those concerns and those questions. Another element that I think is becoming increasingly clear in the weeks following the revelation of the NSA spying program is the fact that the concerns around the NSA illegal spying program resonate across the political spectrum. That this is not just a concern around the left or liberals or Democrats, that in fact you see increasingly outspoken voices on the right from Republicans. You have individuals like David Keene from American Conservative Union, people like Grover Norquist and Bob Barr, and others who've raised concerns. You see columns coming from some very conservative newspapers raising questions about a system of checks and balances. You hear people like Grover Norquist and others raising very serious concerns. And one thing we've done in this lawsuit is to underscore the fact that this set of concerns cuts across the political spectrum and across disciplines. We have academics who have joined our lawsuit, individuals like Barney Rubin, who you'll hear from on our website, who's one of the foremost experts on the Taliban in Afghanistan. We have individuals on the right of center, people from the Hoover Institute, like Larry Diamond. You have individuals and journalists like Christopher Hitchens, who've often argued that the intervention in Iraq was justified and has argued on behalf of the Bush administration on other occasions. On this issue, he's on the other side of the Bush administration. And for us, it further underscores the fact that this concern of a system of checks and balances cuts across the entire political spectrum and affects journalists, affects researchers, affects academics, affects lawyers and their ability to talk openly with their clients. As one of our co-plaintiffs, Joshua Dreitel, is the lawyer for Mr. Hicks, the Australian charged in Guantanamo with terrorism. And Josh makes the point quite well that this impedes his ability to represent his client as vigorously, as openly as he wants, that his attorney-client privilege may be broken and pierced by an illegal spying program. And so finally, for us, the concern in following this NSA lawsuit and in the broader campaign and efforts around the NSA is that it's bad policy. The fact is that one of the major problems that we've confronted after 9/11 has been how to take good intelligence information and decipher the most we can from that intelligence information. It's literally the job of law enforcement to figure out where the needle is in the haystack. And what the NSA has done is pile on tons of hay, making it all the harder to find that one needle. And so increasingly we worry that, and we heard this in some of the articles in the New York Times by Lowell Bergman and others, that FBI agents have become critical of the NSA program because it's leading them down a whole bunch of dead ends where they're having to spend their resources following up leads that don't lead them anywhere. And in fact, then we're taking what are limited law enforcement dollars and we're frittering them away. And that's why for us, it deals with the core questions around how do we ensure our civil liberties, our right to privacy, how do we maintain a system of checks and balances, but how do we also keep America safe and free? Because when you give the government this unleashed power without judicial review, without any action of Congress, you also make for bad law enforcement. And that's why we, in the end, think that the best thing that we can do is to rescind the NSA program, that if the president himself does not have the political will or the appetite or the ability to say that he made a mistake, that then we need a special counsel appointed with the subpoena power, with the independence, to be able to investigate the breadth and legality of the NSA program. It's obvious to us that the Attorney General Gonzalez lacks the independence with which to do such an investigation. He was one of the initial advocates for the NSA program when he was in the White House counsel. He obviously doesn't have the distance or the independence to conduct a thorough and independent investigation of it. And that's why we believe that this case ultimately has to be brought to the American people to make sure we've light the fire under our leaders and make sure we remind them that everyone, especially the president, must be bound by the rule of law, and that no one is beneath the law's protection, and no one is above the law's limits. That's what this lawsuit's all about. Thank you, my friends.